You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
Hat to the back, outfit to match. These niggas say they fucking with me, but I hardly see it. Had the city so lit, I call it Party City. Look, fire nigga, I got fire nigga. I spit fire nigga, let's get higher nigga. Like the voice on Mariah nigga. I ain't tired nigga, I keep going in. And I ain't stopping till the money fucking rolling in. Now who you rolling with? They say why you lit like a bitch. Stay to myself, cause I don't trust a bitch. These niggas on some sucker shit, turning me off like a light switch. And if you turn me on, I might switch. Get it? Nah, I ain't finished. This is the beginning. They say why you winning. Fire, homie.
So where you from?
I'm from Savannah. I was raised up on the west side of Savannah. But I'm from Savannah.
Okay, then. Right.
Yeah, we got a good bit of people that's trying to do fine. I mean, as far as the females go in Savannah, I don't really know too many. I want to say Dirty K. She really doing something. Me and her got some stuff coming up. But as far as the dudes, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of them that's You know, trying to go full throttle with it.
Yeah. So how you started? How you jumped into the game?
I started off by writing poetry, and I started at the age of 10. I started writing poetry, and then I started, like, rhyming my poetry, kind of, like, reading it, and I was like, hold up, I can rap.
Yeah.
So about 12, that's when I, you know, started, you know, back then we had, like, the computer, like, Windows and all that, so we had, like little programs on there that I used to just snatch a beat and record with my brothers or whatever. So, yeah, that's how I really started. So I've been rapping since I was about 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 27, so that's a long time.
Yeah. So, man, how you came up with Spitfire?
Spitfire? I had this guy named Ron. He made beats. He sent me about 5 beats. And that beat right there was one of the beats that stood out because it reminded me of the I Got 5 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I heard it, the first thing that came to mind was Spitfire. And that's when I said, man, I can't do this in my studio. I got to go to somebody else's studio and record this because, you know, I want the quality to be A1. So a guy out in Statesboro, I don't know if you know his name, Ben, he recorded that track for me, and I decided I wanted to do a video to it as well. I just feel like when you do like something good like that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you should do a visual as well so people can actually see and feel the song.
Yeah.
So that's how I went about doing that.
Yeah, that's how I caught wind of. I like who this is, like. Your whole style and your image is different, and like caught my attention. And I was like, man, I gotta have a call. I gotta see what she is, man.
Yeah, that's how I came about doing it. Though I just, man, when I heard that beat, I was like, whoa. And so that's how I went about doing that song.
Yeah. So, like, you got a label or something, or you just, you know.
Oh, Rise Up Entertainment. That's the label. That's actually my mom's label. My mom went to school for business and entertainment. She got her master's.
Okay.
So that's my manager.
That's
you know.
Good.
Yeah. So, she came up with a label like long time ago, Rise Up Entertainment. So I've been up under that ever since. So, yeah, that's who I'm with.
That's what's up. So, like, what's the craziest thing you seen on your grind? Like, for you, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I ain't really seen nothing crazy. You know what? I have not experienced anything crazy yet. I mean, I want to say I've dealt with, like, people who was not, like, professional when it came down to doing business with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I done ran into some shady business.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of it comes from just me being a female. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like they can take advantage of females.
Yeah.
And so, but I learned to, you know, speak up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't let nobody run over you. But I haven't really, I haven't dealt with anything crazy yet, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't come in, you know, in due time, but, yeah, I haven't really dealt with nothing crazy.
Yeah, what about, you feel a lot of love for Savannah?
I feel like they trying to, you know, at first I felt like I wasn't getting love from our city, but, you know, Savannah is the type of city where you got to actually show people that you know, you're doing something and you're working. Because if you don't show them, they're not going to believe you. And they're not going to believe what you got going on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like I got to put in a lot of work to build that, you know, that love for my city. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
feel you. Okay. I got a little fan base, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, because I
seen, you know?
I did like a little bit of research. I seen like your video vibing. It got like about 20,000 views. I like, dang.
Yeah. That's actually everybody was feeling that song. You know, when I put out the video and everything, I got a lot of feedback from it. It was all positive, nothing negative at all.
Yeah, and the video type too, man. Like, I'm feeling it. Like, I like your whole style and everything. Like, it's different. Like, but you can tell.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you can tell like it's original and like that's what I like. But a lot of people ain't really original like that. You know what I'm saying? But you seem like you're really authentic. You know?
Yeah, and that's what makes me different from the others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I got my own style, so,
Feel like everybody can't be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to see you. You feel me? Like, that's how you get, like, true friends, you know? Cause when because, you know, I seen a lot of people try to, quote, say, ride the wave, and they get lost in the wave. Like, they just, you know what I'm saying? Like, here today, going tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the way you doing it, it seems like, nah, you trying to copy, you know what I'm saying, later raw, you feel me?
Exactly. You gotta be yourself at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You can't let the drive change you up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask. I'm sorry I cut you off. Like, how do you feel about the wave changing like every 2-3 years? Like, you feel like you gotta, you know, sound like other people, or you just stick to what you're doing, and you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about that? Like,
me. Now, a couple of songs, I'll probably try to keep up with the, you know, what's going on in today's rap industry. But I try to, you know, be myself, you know, stay the same, because I feel like me being a versatile artist is probably what's going to get me into the door of, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
A record label calling me or something, because I'm different. I could act like one of them hood girls, but, you know, I'm just saying, though. But see, my story is way different. And, like I said, that's what separates me from the other artists. I just try to be myself. I'm not changing up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You gotta be.
Yeah, because my music won't be the same.
Yeah,
it won't be the same at all.
It won't be real. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Everything I talk about is real.
Yeah, because when I checked out your videos and your song, I seen the visuals. I was like, yeah, she real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she herself, you know. And then like, all I can say, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I support the movement and everything, you know? Like,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that, for real, for real.
Is there a lot of hate, you know, in Savannah?
Oh, yeah, we got, I wouldn't even say hate, it's jealousy. And when I tell you, like, it comes from different angles. Like, you could have one of your family members, cousins, brothers, sisters. It just comes from, I don't know why it's like that, though. I really don't know why, but, yeah, it's a lot of jealousy. I guess we could call it hate, too. Yeah, it's bad. It's like, I feel like everybody should come together instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we all come together as one, I swear, our city will get recognized. I'm telling you. I feel like it's getting recognized now, but it took so many years for these people to even recognize that Savannah has talent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of talent in Savannah.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, yeah, it's coming along. Like I said, it just takes hard work and dedication as an artist. And you can't just say you're a rapper one day and the next day you ain't rapping no more. I mean, they're not gonna take you serious.
Yeah.
I try to drop something every 2 weeks if I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on my mixtape right now though, so it's gonna be a little hard to try to, you know, be consistent with trying to drop music, but I try to share all the stuff that I recently did, you know, so they'll know that I'm still out there, I'm still working.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I'm working on the mixtape, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the ask you that, like, what you got to come and what you got in store, you know? Like, for the
I got a mixtape coming out. I just picked the date today. It's going to drop on April 28th. The name of it is That Lady Ross.
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, somebody might be like, who is that? I gotta make you realize what I'm saying. Okay, That Lady Raw, not That Lady Raw, but That Lady Raw, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel I get
yeah, That Lady Raw, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't to be honest, I don't even know how I came up with that name. I was just like,
yeah,
sitting in my,
I
was sitting in my grandmother's living room, and I was like, I'm trying to come up with a mixtape, with a name for my mixtape, and I said, I can't really think of anything right now. And I just kept sitting, and then that came up in my head. So I was like, That Lady Raw.
Yeah.
I asked my mom how that sounds. She said, it sounds good.
Yeah,
I said, then we're going to roll with it.
Yeah, it's straight, yeah.
Yo. Yeah, That Lady Raw. I actually got somebody working on the cover now. I'm going to try to push for April 28th. So,
yeah.
As soon as it drop, I got you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got to get an exclusive on it.
Exactly. That Lady Raw.
Yeah.
Yep. I actually got, like I was telling you about the artist Dirty K.
Yeah.
She, I'm featured on her CD. She got a CD with a lot of females from the surrounding area, and she dropping that on Friday the 13th, so that'll be out there too. You know, we got a song on that together, so that'll be out there too.
I was gonna ask you though, like, what type of artist you like to collaborate with, or you know what I'm saying, if you into doing that. But I see, you know what I'm saying, you networking, and you know, that's what's up, though.
Yeah, I got a lot of,
yeah.
You know, I like to just people who, if I see you working just as hard as I am, and you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If I see that you're working and you dedicated to your craft, then, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to make something happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I see you had an interview with my boy, Young Damon. Man, that boy right there.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. He motivates me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the artists that motivates me. Because he's very serious about his music.
Yeah.
And I like artists like that. So I work with artists that's like very serious.
Yeah.
Very serious.
Man, I like the support y'all give each other too in Savannah. Like, That's a trait that Atlanta has, you know. And I wish.
Oh, you mean like the support?
Yeah. I wish that other surrounding counties in Georgia would be like that, you know.
Some artists support to a certain extent, you know.
Yeah, I feel.
Some of them feel like it's a competition. It's not. We all trying to make it. We all trying to go somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But some of them just feel like it's a competition. And with me, I'm a female, so I'm not competing against no dudes because we different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
we different on groups, but I'm not competing against no dudes. But
yeah,
I feel like I am one of the females in my city that's actually doing something besides Dirty K. I don't really know no other female artists in my city. I'm trying to do it. I stepped out of the game. I was, you know, because life hits you. You know what I'm saying? I had kids. I got a boy and a girl. So I sat back for a minute. And it took for my brother. He got killed back in October last year. And ever since then, I just been going hard. And I'm like, I'm doing this for him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So ever since then, I just came back out and I just started going hard. I'm 27. I'm not trying to be, huh?
Like, how you got over that though? Like, you know, you said you had kids and then your brother got killed. Like, how you even step back in the booth after all that?
It was hard. Like, but you know what I'm saying. I keep him with me, you know what I'm saying? Because he was one of the ones who always supported my music. Like, he always supported my music. And I just was like, you know, I'm doing this for him, you know. It's hard. I ain't going to lie, you know, I break down sometimes. But, you know, I got to keep going.
Yeah,
and, you know, I know he watching me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's telling me to go.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to do, so I feel you on
that.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I'm doing it for him, so that's what keeps me motivated. You know, him and my kids. I keep going.
Yeah. And that's a lot of things, like, a lot of people, you know, everybody got regular lives too, you know. Like, most people got kids and trying to do their careers and, you know, and that's what, like people get cut off at, because a lot of people can't balance it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can't. They can't, but, you know, and I have, to be honest, I got two full-time jobs right now, and I still find a way to take care of the kids, you know, work my job, and still do my music.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I work at night, so when I'm at my night job, I'm sitting there. It's nothing hard at all. So I'm sitting there writing my music.
Yeah.
And then I come, and when I get a chance, I lay it down. I go to the studio, lay it down.
That's determination right there. I like that right there, man. Like, that's what's up.
Yep.
Yeah, for real.
That is determination.
You know, keep going.
Yeah, I can't worry about the hate.
Yeah.
I can't, because it's going to be hate. It's going to be hate everywhere you go. It don't matter if I relocate.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have enough.
Yeah.
And that's why you're going to have to, you know, as an artist, you're going to have to deal with that. And if you don't know how to deal with it, you don't need to be an artist.
Yeah.
Point blank period.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, I done had people tell me I couldn't rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I done experience all that. So, but I mean, you got to keep going. That, if anything, that should make you want to go harder.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I had a couple of accomplishments. The video, because I got about 3 or 4 videos out there right now. So the videos, down to the mixtape, I just had a recent photo shoot. So, yeah. Oh, and it's right here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you hitting me up with the, for the exclusive interview. Yeah, that's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
I told myself all 2018 I was going to go hard anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to accomplish.
I just feel
I appreciate the love, for real.
Yeah, it's just different, man. And I'm waiting on, I want to hear the, I'm really checking for the mixtape, too.
Yeah, I'm actually going to drop it on them. I'm thinking about going through iTunes, Spotify, you know, dropping on all the different sites that people can actually go on and listen to.
Yeah.
And download the tape. Yeah. So yeah, I'm working. It's gonna be a very interesting tape. Something totally different from what, you know, people, you know, hear nowadays. But
yeah, that's what's up. But shoot, man, before I wrap this up, like let the people know where they can find you at, follow you at, you know.
They can follow me on IG, LadyRaw_. You can find me on Facebook at LadyRaw. And you can follow me on Snapchat at ThatLadyRaw.
Okay, then. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yep. Oh, my phone on YouTube. Yep, just type in LadyRaw. You'll see me. I come up on YouTube. And LadyRaw is spelled LadyRaw.
That's what's up, man. Hey, I appreciate the time, man. I know you're busy and everything.
I appreciate the time, too, man. Thank you for reaching out again.
Yeah, no problem, man. Like, you always welcome. Like, I'm just one phone call away. Like, whenever you want to get something off your chest or have a conversation or, you know, mixtape release, album release, you know, you always welcome.
Okay, no problem, man. Whatever I got coming up new, you know, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
No problem.
All right, I'm going to holler at you, okay, and stay up.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.